On to item 13, miscellaneous staff reports. Gail, do you or your staff have any reports for us?
Yes, I just wanted to mention in July and August, we've seen a higher than average number of retirement applications that we've been receiving. And so I just wanted to take a moment and thank our staff for all of their hard work, especially during the shelter in place, continuing to do all of our essential functions, including processing retirement applications and providing customer service to our members. So I did want to let the board know about that.
Thank you, Gail. And any other staff reports from other managers?
No.
Okay, thank you. I don't see any outside professionals, so I'll move on to 13C, trustee comments. Are there any trustee comments?
Scott, I actually attended this the day before, the 2 days before our last meeting, and didn't have a chance to put my notes together. These are notes from the 2020 Public Pension Funding Forum, a partial 2 day event. It was, I thought, of very real value. And let me try and just quickly summarize things that I think all of us as trustees of our plan have an interest in. Topic number one was, how long can public pensions be sustained? Interest assumptions continue to be decreased. Describe that, and this is all national, by the way, now about 7%. Amortization periods are being reduced, 20 years or less now common. 37 states have either increased contributions, reduced benefits, or both. Current return on investments tend to be lower than those assumed. And level dollar amortization of unfunded liabilities is gaining traction. Two, strategies to maintain an adequate funding level through economic ups and downs. The model here is Wisconsin. They have something that I was fascinated by, I've never seen before. It's my last item, but I'll make it the first. The Wisconsin plan is 100% funded. In any year in which a drop is born, they either come up with immediate contribution increases or benefit reductions to go back to 100% in balance. Kind of interesting, never heard of that. They assume that 25% of benefits come from contributions, 75% from fund earnings. The CalPERS plan to leverage by borrowing will be a big mistake, very high risk. And they have always considered ESG even before it became popular. That's Wisconsin's highlights. Model on plans of climate change and social evaluations. They had a Nobel Prize winner who came across as a Nobel mathematician. Key points I got out of it. The focus of fiduciary should be on dealing with uncertainty. Models are always flawed. The key is putting good funding policies in place. And he is not a fan of social investing. The key goal of a retirement plan is to deliver on plan obligations. Four, funding strategies and underfunded plans. There were speakers from New York, Kentucky, and New Jersey. One of them dropped interest assumption to 5.25. I think that was New Jersey. One went to an individual cost method. We use what's called a group population cost method, the normal cost method that we use. Individual is typically, in my practical experience, was designed for very small plans. I've never heard of it being done for a large one, but one of them went to that. They went to a level funding of the unfunded liability over 30 years, added investments in undeveloped land and in buildings needing upgrades, considered offering a buyout at 70% of the value of the benefit, but dropped the idea. In New Jersey contributed the state lottery to the pension fund, an interesting one, all minimized the use of bonds, increased allocation to private equity, and they assumed that any increase in private equity would result in a 2% increase in return on assets invested. And they considered using leverage, but have not done so yet. Finally, actuarial perspective, this is based on Ohio and New York, considered reducing mortality expectations, lower payroll, increase assumptions, and assuming higher service deaths and disabilities. They've gone to an equity allocation of 75% and are concerned about the state adopting an early retirement package. Anyway, good session for next year for those who might have an interest.
Thank you, John. Any other trustee comments? Okay, seeing none. Hope everyone is able to stay indoors and out of that horrible air. And to our deputy sheriffs and firefighters and all those who work outside, we hope you're able to stay as safe as possible. So thank you, everyone, and meeting's adjourned.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, John.
Take care, everyone.
Thanks, take care. I'm going to go wash off my solar panels.
Thanks, Doc.